What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. More souls have been collected by the termination train. Now, this article was published on the 18th of September. Assistant principal and her mother were gunned down outside of a school by her husband in a horrific termination / self-termination. Well, I believe it was TFM that said this. If you're gonna go, bring a friend along. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. An assistant principal and her mother were gunned down outside of her suburban Chicago middle school by her husband, who then turned the gun on himself after shooting at cops. Chicago. 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 Or as Tommy Sotomayor would call it, Shit-cago. Or as the locals like to call it, Chirac. Oh, the irony. Then you have that absolutely corrupt and stupid mayor, Brandon Johnson, literally hold a press conference saying that jail and cops are a sickness that need to be eliminated. How this guy has not been literally arrested for treason at this point, I do not know. But Chicago, if that's the kind of person you're going to elect for your office, then you deserve what you voted for. Narissa Lee, 46, and her 76-year-old mother were offline at the end of the school day Tuesday while sitting in a car outside of Lincoln Middle School in Berwyn, a few miles from Chicago, the Chicago Sun-Times reported. Lee's husband, Stephen T. Lee, pulled up beside them and shot them with a rifle, cops said. The husband then fired at responding police officers before shooting himself in the head, police said. One horrified witness reported almost hearing 24 gunshots. Gruesome video shows blood on the sidewalk next to the two vehicles parked in the middle of the road, blocked off with crime scene tape. Lee's sister said that Tuesday's horrific incident, quote unquote, did not come out of the blue, and that the married couple's relationship had deteriorated since the tail end of June. And basically, the boiling point would have been Tuesday, Shauna Everidge told NBC5. It's a horrible thing. I have a lot of emotions. I don't quite know what to feel, Everidge said. The termination / termination has shocked, self-termination. So yes, the termination / self-termination has shocked the suburban town of Berwyn, which last year was ranked as the 33rd safest mid-sized city in America in a study by the national security review platform SafeWise. The educator had a great personality that a lot of teachers didn't have now. A former student, Haley Bedoy, told the Chicago Sun-Times. Another former student said she bonded with Lee over a mutual love of Ice Cube and Dr. Dre when she did a presentation on the rappers. She was always open to have a conversation or help someone in need and was always checking in on us. She was always willing to be there in the harder times, Hannah Zuniga told the Sun-Times. Classes were due to resume Thursday with counselors on site, the school district said in a statement announcing Lee's demise. It is with great sadness that I announce to you that Nerissa Lee, assistant principal at Lincoln Middle School, lost her life in Tuesday's tragic shooting that occurred outside of Lincoln, read the statement signed by Superintendent Dr. Michelle Smith. So many damn women in teaching. Just saying. The impact of this loss is deeply felt not only within the school community, but throughout Berwyn. Assistant Principal Lee was a dedicated educator and leader who touched the lives of countless students and staff members, Berwyn Police Department said in a statement on Wednesday. Well. Gentlemen, what do we have here? We have a man who was definitely pushed far beyond his limits. And then, you know, the monster-in-law was definitely someone lurking in the background in his wife's ear, which is why he took them both out. He made sure to punch both of their tickets before deciding, you know what? Either I'm going to join the Three Hots and a Cot retirement program, or I'm going to go out on my own terms. Which he chose the latter. Yep. I'll go out under my own terms, by my own hand. And hey, there are some men who will take that option, ladies. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He might decide, you know what? I might feel like I want to self-terminate. But then, if that's the case, I may as well bring the source of my misery with me. Yeah, the bane of my existence is not gonna get away. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in public. I gotta give this a 5. Method of execution. The rifle of retribution. I'm gonna give that a 10. Psychological impact. It happened at the end of a school day and there were witnesses. So I gotta give this a 70. And for the brutality factor. He made sure both of them would not survive that ordeal. He made sure that they were going to be going in the ground. So I'm going to have to give the brutality factor a 30. So Steven, Terminator Lee gets a score of 115. Gentlemen, as I said before, this was definitely a man pushed beyond his limit. He's got the wife who more than likely, we don't know his occupation, but her being an assistant principal, yeah, more than likely, she tried her best to son him. More than likely. And plus, you got the monster-in-law in her ear, more than likely telling her, you know what, you're so much better than him. You deserve a better man, this, that, and the other. You should not respect him, blah, 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 blah. So, of course, she decided, you know what? Yeah, I don't need to respect you. I don't need to do anything. Blah, 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 blah. So, of course, when you got that in your ear as a man, yeah, talk about major disrespect. So he decided, you know what? Nah, I'm not finna put up with this for years upon years on end. Oh, no, 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 no. I may feel like I want to terminate myself, but guess what? I'm going to make sure those two go in the ground before I do. He planned it and he executed it. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all of you women out there, especially you women in quote unquote high power positions who think that you can still run over the top of your man and disrespect him because of your position, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that position gives you, the prestige you think that position gives you, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that your job or education puts you over the man in your life and that you shouldn't respect him, that's going to go out right along with it. Because as we always say here, a man will only take so much disrespect. This man decided, you know what? Today was the day. And he came out with lethal intent. He planned, he executed, end of story. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.